Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Summer is here and many are hoping to get away, some for the first time in a couple of years after limiting their travel because of the pandemic. But if you haven't already locked in vacation plans, you may still find yourself limited by what's available and the inflated cost of everything. This week, contributor Eileen Dallarita takes a closer look at what options remain, especially if you're on a budget. Her piece is available at DelawarePublic.org, and she joined me this week to discuss what she found. So, as we just mentioned, there is some pent-up demand to get away after two-plus years of pandemic limitations, but now you have these financial limitations becoming a huge factor. What do the numbers tell us about how people are approaching this summer and trying to make some kind of vacation work this year?
Well, surveys tell us that people very much want to take vacations, and they're finding ways to make it work. And perhaps they're staying with relatives. A lot of more people are taking car trips because air travel has become more expensive. And even though gasoline is also through the roof, it's still cheaper to drive than to fly.
So usually the first place people think of is the beach. Is that an option this summer? I imagine rentals are hard to come by and perhaps more expensive. How about other alternatives to the beach, something like a hotel?
Well, I think that a lot of people are still intent on getting to the beach. And what they're doing is taking a couple of days during the week and staying at a hotel. Hotels have really stepped up in terms of amenities that they are offering people, a round of miniature golf. They're really working very hard to try to make things accessible for folks. Even though you can't rent a house for a whole week, you can still get a little getaway to the beach if you try and try again. You never know when people have to cancel because they get COVID or something else happens. So there are those opportunities there, but you just have to work a little harder to find them.
And you mentioned, kind of add-ons that some hotels are offering for these like shorter midweek stays. And there are more hotels now available that do have like some additional amenities, right? There are places, here at the Delaware beaches that are offering spas and things like that. So it's not just kind of like staying in your room and watching TV.
Yeah. It isn't. You're not suffering terribly. you're having a good time, and people are spending more time on the beach instead of going to a water park or renting jet skis, that they just are enjoying not being home and not being inside.
During the pandemic, there was a lot of talk about staying close to home and doing these kind of day trips to places other than the beach, or short trips to places like state parks. Is that still a popular option now as people, again, try to get out but find the cost is prohibitive?
I think that more people are going to Delaware state parks than ever. There are 17 state parks in the first state, and their attendance is very much soaring, according to the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control. People are also taking to the trails, hiking and biking, and taking great advantage of these facilities that are open to everybody. I think that a lot of folks really started to get in touch with the outdoors during the pandemic, and that stuck. They went out, they were camping, they were hiking, and they liked it. And so they're still doing it.
But one, I guess, note of caution is that if you wanted to go camp at one of the state parks, that like hotels, like rentals, may be at a premium at this point.
You can still get a camping spot, and you can still get an RV spot, not for a whole week, but maybe for a couple of days or so. But cottages at Indian River Seashore State Park, which are the best deal around for Delaware residents, were snapped up as soon as they were available, and they are rented through mid-October. There's a yurt at Lums Pond that you might be able to get in for a day or so, but it is very, very difficult to get those really well-priced lodgings within state parks.
So we've talked a couple times already about gas prices and their effects on what's going on. It's a big issue right now. Can you tell us a little bit more about how they're factoring into the equation of what people do? And as you kind of alluded to earlier, they're not just affecting driving, they're affecting flying too, because that's part of what's baked into your airfare.
Yeah. If you have points, if you have frequent flyer miles, now's the time to use them. And a lot of people are. They are redeeming their points for hotels and for airfare. And some credit card companies, providers, are offering buy now, pay later plans in which costs are divided over four equal payments. And that's one of the ways that folks are making it work.
I was going to say, you took me right to where I wanted to go, which is like, what are people doing to make it work? Because obviously, the prices are the prices, but you want to get away. How do you kind of manage, or what are people kind of like compromising on to say, as you kind of alluded to earlier, I want to get away. I'm going to find a way to get away. But here's kind of like the way I'm going to make it work where it's not a budget buster.
Well, if you are renting a place at the beach, if you have a house or an extended stay suite, a lot of folks are eating in. It saves them money. Plus, there are lots of long lines at many of the restaurants because of the labor shortage. So that's one way that folks are making it work. We already talked about our points. Using their points. People are also taking money out of savings. There was less to do at the height of the pandemic, and people really started saving more money. So two-thirds of what most people are spending on vacations are coming right out of money that they've saved up.
So I guess in a lot of ways this comes down to just making do with what you have, that you may just have to do with less bells and whistles, but if it means you're not at home, it's worth doing something. Is that kind of like the general impression you got from the people that you talked to during the story, that the desire to get away kind of outweighs whatever kind of gymnastics they have to do financially to make it happen?
Yeah, I think that the pandemic proved that Americans are as resilient as they need to be. And even though things are a lot more expensive and there are fewer things available, that people are willing to do what it takes to take that vacation, to spend time with their families. And, you hear a lot less complaining than you might have heard 5 years ago, 3 years ago, if you have to wait for a table at a restaurant. People just gotten with the program and have adapted to what they need to do to enjoy their lives.
Before I let you go, I did want to check on one other thing with you. I have heard some people talk about the ability to go overseas or do cruises might be a little bit easier or affordable now than they might have been previously. Is that a realistic option if someone's looking for maybe going big on something? Maybe this is the time to do overseas or a cruise.
I think so, because travel overseas has been so restricted for the past couple of years, and that's another time to really use those points if you have them, because your cruise is probably going to cost you a little bit less than it did before, because people got scared of cruising during the pandemic. But that flight to get to Europe to take that river cruise, or to fly to the Caribbean, or to get on the boat is going to cost you a lot more. So use those frequent flyer miles, get the deal on the cruise, and pack your bag.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for her time on The Green this week. Her piece about making last-minute summer travel plans is available at DelawarePublic.org. And The Green continues in a moment with more on how a recent EPA decision on renewable energy credits is affecting the Delaware City Refinery. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.